Really great, Sean. Thanks. Good morning.
Appreciate you coming on the show this morning. I have to say, Alberta Avenue has quickly become one of our favorite neighborhoods in the city. There is so much to see, to do, to eat at. Like, I mean, your choices along Alberta Avenue are absolutely fantastic.
It is one of the most diverse communities in our city and a really historic district.
It really is. And the further you go, like, I mean, all the way down, if you go down into 32, 34, you know, in and around those areas, my gosh, there's a ton of history at the far end.
It's beautiful. Like, it's one of the old, it's the old town Beverly, right? Which was one of the first settlements or, you know, part of the city of Edmonton.
Hung out there a lot in my high school years, cruising the A&W in my buddy's cool cars.
Exactly.
All right, we are getting set for the Kaleido Family Arts Festival, and it's put on by Arts on the Avenue. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about Arts on the Avenue first off.
Arts on the Ave was born 19 years ago as myself and other artists that live in the neighborhood said, you know what, there's this stigma that is not really what we are. And we're a creative district, we're a diverse district, we have great food, and how do we get that sort of sticker off of us for people to see how beautiful and old and creative and this district is? So we started the Kaleido Family Arts Festival.
And what year of the festival is this? So this is the 19th or the 20th year then?
This is our 18th. So
18th.
We are together first and then 18.
Math was never one of my stronger suits, I should tell you.
No problem.
So how would you describe the festival? Like, what sort of events are you offering?
Well, our festival is probably one of the most diverse in that we have cultural activities, cultural dance, music, theater, film. And then we also bring together all of the community. So we have different installations that you can give compliments, you can take photos of each other, you can weave your story on a giant unity project. And then we have main stage, small stages, street performers, choirs, Tawakin Village, and it just goes on and on and on for 5 blocks.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the performers you've got on the main stage, because I saw some pretty big names on there.
Yeah, we have a Friday night after the Aurora Lantern Parade. One of my favorite groups from the Eastern Canada, they're called My Son, the Hurricane. They are a 9-piece brass music funk. It's going to be fantastic Friday night at 8:30 on main stage after the parade. Sunday, we have Over the Moon, which is a great group down from southern Alberta. We have also Birds of Bellwood. We have Cirque Calabonte coming, which are Guyanese acrobats. If you've watched any of the Canada Got Talents, they were on there. And then Jeremiah McDade and just a whole bunch of incredible musicians and performers.
And this is over the course of what, 3 days, right?
3 days, yeah. We open Friday night at 7. The festival gates open, and then we have Saturday pancake breakfast at 10 a.m. Till noon, and then noon the festival gates open, and everything is going straight till 10 o'clock at night. And then Sunday, noon to 6.
And I was going to say, don't you dare eat before you go down, because as soon as you get into the area, you can just smell the food. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh! We are so spoiled down here. We have Chilean food, Liberian food, we have Hispanic food. It's all here. It's like you're like on a little cruise ship being able to taste and see all this great. We have Vietnamese if you want pho. There's so much to eat. Just don't forget Tawakin Village. I mean, we have always been really resonating with community of being part of who our community is. And we start Tawakin Village at noon with Elder Tom Snow, and we go straight through. So if you want to do a mini powwow, make sure you come out for 5 o'clock. We have Travis Dugas, we have Zach Willier, Shane Redstar, holy whack, an incredible Indigenous Métis Inuit community coming to celebrate and perform.
Love it. And you're looking for volunteers.
We really need volunteers.
Okay, how can I sign up?
Well, you head to our website. So Kaleido, K-A-L-E-I-D-O, Fest, like festival, F-E-S-T, /volunteer, and just go right there and put in your information. There's a whole list of volunteer needs. Or if you're like, I'd rather not get onto a computer, call us at the Carrot Community Arts Coffee House, which is our coffee house that Arts on the Ave runs and owns, 780-471-1580.
Better yet, even go into Carrot House because they make a wonderful chai.
Absolutely. absolutely. You're right. Thanks for that.
It's the Kaleido Family Arts Festival between 90th and 95th Street, 118th Avenue, September 15th through the 17th. Christy, thanks so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great morning, Sean.